to Muscle Girl Zinc, presented by RxMuscle.com. You've come to the right place for full coverage of women's bodybuilding, figure, fitness, and bikini. Here are your hosts, IFBB professional athletes Sonia Gonzalez and Adela Garcia.
And welcome to another episode of Muscle Girls Inc. This is Adela Garcia, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Miss Sonia Gonzalez. Hello, Miss Sonia. How are you tonight?
Hola. I'm doing very well, Adela. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. We sound very professional tonight. Can you explain the situation?
Let me see here. I got my mini skirt on, my UGG boots. Yeah, very professional tonight. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just excited about another show on Muscle Girls Inc. And we've got two exciting guests tonight, and I'm just excited to get started.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I think, like, smells like something happened over the weekend. And you are so excited.
Smells fishy.
I can smell it. How was your weekend, Sonia?
I had a good weekend. It was relaxing. I went out on a date, a couple dates actually this weekend. And they went very well. I met some pretty nice guys, so that's a good thing. You know, it's always a hit and miss, but this time it was kind of a hit. I enjoyed myself, so I did that. And then Sunday is football day. You know, I just hang out at home and watch football all day, and so that's about it. That wrapped up my weekend. You know, and some shopping in there and. Some training, of course. So, yeah, what a good weekend. How was your weekend?
Actually, on Friday, I flew into El Paso, Texas, and I did an appearance for GNC, and actually, it was pretty nice. I got there about, it's funny because I got to El Paso, and believe it or not, it's about 8 hours from here, so I had to make a stop in Dallas and then Dallas to El Paso. So I got there and I called the hotel and I go, oh, can you please send a shuttle to pick me up? And the guy go, well, we're running kind of late, so it's probably going to take between 15 to 20 minutes, but if you want, you can walk. And I'm like, oh, I can walk? He said, yeah. If you come out of the baggage claim area, you can see the sign for the hotel. And it's only like 4 minutes. And I'm like, okay. So I go outside. I pull my suitcase because I only had a little bag. And I think I was talking to you. And I'm like, girl, I can walk to the hotel. This is nice. And it was like 2 minutes. And I think people, they actually will take the shuttle bus and wait for 20 minutes to be driven to that place, which is like right there. So it's nice. And then the next day I went, it was on base, and it was pretty nice. A lot of people, just nice to interact with different, you know, nothing against the bodybuilding world, but there's a time where you just want to talk to normal people, you know, and they come up to you, they smell like cigarette, they smell like beer. Hey, you look great, you know, and I'm like, okay, this is nice. what do you do to look like that? You're like, oh, I don't need like you, but it was at the GNC store and signed tons of autographs. It's getting kind of, because we're not used to, you know, unless we're at the Arnold, but people were like, oh, give me your pictures, and I have a line of people in there, and I was like, oh, I felt like Jay Cutler for a minute, like, damn. I'm like, I'm somebody here, you know?
You're a celebrity.
I was a celebrity. So it was nice, but I came home that same day. So I went in Friday, got home on Saturday night. And then on Sunday, I was doing posting for a few girls. And then I went out with a friend of mine. Actually, with Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob and I, we went out and had dinner. You know, we haven't been out in a while, so we're talking about you. It's my Dr. chiropractor, Bob. My Dr. Bob, he works with Lance Armstrong, and you know, it's I think it's the best thing that happened in my life because he fixed my knee. So we had a good time, and that was it for my weekend. And then today we're doing our show.
This is the Muscle Girls Inc. News of the Week.
As you know, we had the Sacramento show over the weekend, and Amanda Latona won that show. Congratulations to her. And congratulations to Jessica Paxton Butlin, which she got second place, qualifying for the Bikini Olympia. And Natalie, how do you say her last name?
Pennington,
she got third. Uh-huh. So those three ladies are going to the Bikini Olympia next year.
How exciting.
Yeah.
It was I got online and was, you know, I watched a little bit of the video that they had. They had some little clips, and it looked like a really great show. You know, good quality girls up there, and, you know, the top three qualified for the Olympia, and, yeah, it was great, you know. So, hey, you know, they got that out of the way. They got the top three, you know, in there next year, and so...
Girl, if I was a competitor where I went to the Olympia, didn't qualify at the Olympia, I would be doing all those shows. You know, I'll be like, hey, trying to get it out of the way early, so you just compete the following year and you just relax, you know? So,
right. Yeah, that's the best way to do it, you know, and that way because those are, you know, like the Olympia, it's the Super Bowl of our sport, and the Arnold, you know, it's a great show, and, you know, those are the big shows that we gear up for every year, so, absolutely.
And talking about shows, Sonia, we have the Kentucky show is coming up pretty soon, and I believe they have bikini and figure for that one as well, and then after that, we have the Fort Lauderdale Cup. So the Kentucky is coming up this weekend, and then the Fort Lauderdale Cup is right after it. So two more shows, and then the season will be over. And then after that, Sonia and Adela will be at the... Sonia, we're going to Pittsburgh for our comic convention.
We're
going
to
be there.
Still Comic-Con.
On December 3rd, 4th, and 5th, we're going to be there as superheroes. Yeah, and Lou Ferrigno is going to be there, so we can take pictures with him, too. Hopefully, he won't charge us for it.
Yeah, so, girl, yeah.
I'm going to charge him for my picture.
I know, right? We're going to be there representing Iron Sirens and signing autographs, and we're going to be... sporting our costumes, our superhero costumes, and our powers. Really excited to go and hang out and, you know, take in the whole crowd. And it's always such a cool event.
No power ninja stuff here, you know? It's like it's real stuff, the power ninja.
That's it. It's not pretend, you guys. We really have superpowers.
We really do. It's exciting. I have superpowers. I got my own superpowers, so... But at least I get to see you pretty soon. Yes, girl.
I know. I'm so excited to see you. You've got superpowers that could clear a room. Those are your superpowers.
Yeah, girl. Don't even go there because, like, you, Miss Innocent Bikini, 100 pounds, not even wet bikini thing here. You can, like, clean out like the whole auditorium.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
don't be telling my secrets now. Just kidding.
You're telling my secrets. It's exciting. So we're gonna be that's pretty much our last thing for the year. I'm so excited. I don't have to go anywhere. And now we have you said you got your IFBB, everybody had their contracts, so make sure you're sending your stuff in early so you don't have to pay the double fee if you don't. It's only $200, so it's still $200, right?
Yep. Girl, there and compete. Support, you know, the sport. The more competitors we have out on stage and competing, the better for our sport. It's just going to keep us alive and keep us going. Fitness girls, get out there, you know, support. So.
Well, you're talking about fitness girls. Let's talk about this for a minute, Sonia, because I've been hearing a lot of complaints. A lot of the girls are very disappointed about how there's only seven fitness shows next year. So, I mean, I'm going to repeat it again, and we'll keep repeating this, okay? The reason for this is, girls, is because sanction fee to put a fitness show, it costs $11,000. You got to get the prize money. You have to get the sanction fee. No, I was reading something where a girl said, what about if they decrease the sanction fee for fitness? No way, come on now. This is a business. It's not fair, okay? So it is the same. The problem is that you girls, fitness girls, you need to get on that stage. You need to support the promoter. You need to compete. That's the only way that you're going to keep, you know, the sport alive. So by complaining, and I'm sorry if I'm being harsh, I apologize in advance for my rudeness, if you think I'm rude. But the only reason to keep this contest going is by you guys going into that stage. That's why so many bikini girls, they're always competing. I mean, I know bikini girls that they did, like, I mean, all the shows all year round. So right. It is expensive, but they make it happen, right?
Yes, we do.
So let's start supporting the sport. Let's start competing And let's keep rolling, baby. And don't forget also that you need to go to the RX Girls site too, and continue to see all the journals of all the girls. I've been looking at videos of the girls there. They're doing an amazing job. So get new ideas about different training style. I'm gonna start putting some stuff out there pretty soon too. You guys can see me, like, doing my spider monkey workouts. Also, Sonia, I don't know if I told you, I'm having a show next year. It's the Adela Fitness Figure, Bikini, Men's Fitness, everything. So June 25th, and I'm going to be looking for sponsors. So people listening, you can, if you want to sponsor my show, I'm cute, and I do a great job. So bring it in, baby. You know,
bring it.
Send me some money. You want to take
a
break?
Yeah. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Muscle Girls, Inc. See you in a minute.
Muscle Girls, Inc. Shredded RX in East Meadow, Long Island is your one-stop shop for all of your bodybuilding needs. Shredded RX has all of the hard-to-find supplements. Shredded RX carries the entire line of Species Nutrition products and are an authorized dealer for Gasp Clothing. Come in today to experience the upscale and laid-back atmosphere with a staff comprised of bodybuilders and athletes who know exactly what you need. Mention that you're a member of RXMuscle.com and receive a Shredded RX Black Card, which is good for 10% off all merchandise. And for the entire month of June, use the coupon code RXMuscle to get 10% off all purchases. Visit us today at ShreddedSports.com. That's ShreddedSports.com. Shredded RX. Shredded RX. Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com. Who are the Iron Sirens? The heroes. Susie Curry. Adela Garcia. Jenny Lynn. Crystal Richardson. Who are the Dark Divas? Gina Aliotti as Diva X. Jen Gates as Shade. Liza Kamstra as Black Lotus. Sonia Gonzalez as Raptress. And their story is told only in Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens is a one-of-a-kind, limited-edition comic book series. It is the brainchild of J.M. Mannion. Order your copy of Iron Sirens today before they're gone. Visit IronSirensComics.com. That's IronSirensComics.com to get your copy of Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Welcome back from the break. This is your numero uno, Bikini Olympia, Sonia G, and I am joined with Cinco, Adela G, and you are listening to Muscle Girls, Inc.
Yes, baby, you're listening to Muscle Girls, Inc. And Sonia, our guest, we have two great guests tonight. And our first guest, she earned her pro card in 2008 by winning the overall at the Team Universe. She is one of those competitors that never give up, no matter what the circumstances are. At 4'11", she's full of energy and is a mother of three. She's a personal trainer, she's an author, an actress, and an IFBB fitness competitor. Please welcome Nita Marquez to Muscle Girls, Inc. Hello, Miss Nita.
Hello, how you doing? Both my Latin, sisters.
Yeah, I know, right?
I know. I'm like Latina's great. In the house tonight. Well, who's calling in later? Did you say Stacy?
Yeah, it's Stacy with. Yeah, she's calling in later. It's all about
okay.
Fitness tonight.
Well, she'll mix it up a little bit for us.
Mm-hmm, yes. So, okay, Nita, I want to thank you so much for being our guest tonight. I know that we were trying to have you last week, and we have a little bit of a difficulty with everything. But anyway, how are you feeling? What's going on? What's been going on with you?
Well, everything's good. I just wrapped up the weekend. I went to the Sacramento Pro Bikini Grand Prix. I finished at the bottom of the pack because I'm muscular, of course. I knew that was going to play against me. But really my reason for going into bikini just here toward the end of the year was really just to get back on the IFBB stage again, because I have another book coming out next year, and I definitely don't want to lose contact with all the people that I love seeing at the shows, and also just want to keep, you know how it is, it's such a turnover in the competitions, and people start thinking that as the athletes, if we don't compete, that we are disappearing, and I definitely didn't want to give that impression to the fans of the sport. And so the only way for me to get back on stage just with my responsibilities right now was to get on the bikini stage, because then I didn't have to do my routine and everything, although I love that, you know, more than anybody, that that's very time-consuming.
I know that. So how was that experience competing in bikini for you?
I got to say it looks fun, and I think to some degree it is. I think it's definitely a different type of showiness than we have for fitness. I miss in fitness, what I miss the most is the execution of, you know, the variety of athleticism that we get to execute during our fitness routines, as well as the polish of our performance, you know, connecting with the fans and smiling and, you know, being really bubbly when we're up there. And bikini, as it compares to that, you know, we get to be bubbly up there, and definitely smile at the fans and kind of put on a show. But it's a different type of show, and I have to say it was a rewarding experience in that I got back on the stage here toward the end of the year so that people could see me back on stage and see that I'm still at it. But at the same time, as it contrasts from fitness, I definitely felt like at a loss in terms of what I missed the most, which was, like I said, just that athleticism that we get to execute during our performances. So it was a little bit of an empty feeling for me in that respect. And also, like I said, with my muscularity, that definitely plays against me. And I tried to soften up as much as I could. And it was just like, you can't get rid of muscle no matter how much you soften up.
Well, are you... this is not a definitely thing. You're not thinking about staying in bikini, right?
Oh, no, not at all. Like I said, I just got back on stage for the sake of getting on stage toward the end of the year. But no, next year I plan on going back to fitness. I already have my music picked out, my outfits and everything. But it's just, you know, to choreograph the routine with all the responsibilities right now. You know, we live in Los Angeles now. My daughter, my older daughter, you know, I think you've heard her, Bricia, she's a singer. And all three of my kids act, and then I'm acting now. So just between all of our new career paths, it's just proven to be a lot more overwhelming for me than I had hoped. And so I definitely couldn't. There was no way to get back on the stage and give my heart to it in fitness. So I had to make that switch temporarily.
Oh, I see. So Sonia wanted to talk to you about some changes. Go ahead, Sonia. Ms. Gonzalez.
So being a veteran in the industry, tell us about all the changes that you've been seeing lately. What do you think's been, you know, with fitness, with bikini, with figure? I mean, do you agree with all the changes? Do you like all the changes? Tell us what you think about all that.
Oh, for sure. I really appreciate the sport of bikini being introduced into our sanction. I think that it's a really great added element because it is a form of showiness, like I said, and the fans go there for the show. They don't go there just to see people with great physiques. They go there to see those people show it with some flair and some polish. And that's definitely something that I see with all the bikini athletes. I love that particular round because, you know, you just see everybody sparkling up there. And I don't mean to undermine its value by saying they sparkle, but I mean it is definitely one of the things that people, when we watch bikini athletes from the audience, you know, they make you want to smile. And when you go to a show, you go for the experience. You go to smile, mm-hmm. you know, enjoy yourself. And that's what I like about it.
They look like they're having fun up there. They look like, you know, it's a whole brand new, you know, division that's out there. And, you know, I think that's what really, you know, because I had done figure for 10 years, and I think that's what really sparked it for me is, you know, you have fun up there, you know, and you're not... You're using your personality. You're using, you know, what we are. We're using our hips, you know, being girly up there and being sassy. And, you know, who doesn't want to be that way?
Exactly. And as far as like even for my daughters, for instance, you know, like I've been test judging at John Lindsay shows here this year. And since I live in Los Angeles now, and my daughters come with me to all the shows because Bricia sings the national anthem at a lot of them. And so they'll watch, and we enjoy that. And as a mother, for me, you know, I look at that and I enjoy it because the girls who go up there with class and grace and poise, it's those are girls that I like my daughters to look up to. I like my daughters to see girls who are proud of what they have, and they show it in a way that's very, you know, flamboyant in a way, but at the same time, like I said, there's an element of class to some of the people that get up there, and those bikini athletes who showcase that classy element, but then at the same time, they have a lot of fun. I like my daughters to see that, and I like them to understand that it's okay to accept and love your body, and you don't have to, you know, be so, I'm not knocking anybody who believes in being conservative with it. But definitely, you know, my daughters see that it's okay to be a woman and be proud of what you have as long as you exude it with a certain sense of poise. You don't have to be walking around with, you know, a dress down to your ankles in order to prove that you have class. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So. You said that right on. So you talked about, you did bikini this last weekend in Sacramento, and you... Talking to you now, you mentioned that you had too much muscle. They are coming out with a new division, physique. Do you think that would be something suited for you? Do you think that would be something in your future?
That's very possible, but only in the event that, like I said with bikini, I only competed in it because I just didn't have the time to commit to putting my routine together and rehearsing every day the way that I should so that I could get on stage and put on a polished show for the fitness competitions this year. But I wouldn't mind doing the women's physique maybe later on in the event that I don't have time to do another fitness competition, maybe later next year or something. But I have heard about that. We did talk about that at Sandy's meeting the night before the show, and I'm actually looking forward to that. I like all the changes that have been implemented. As most people know, Adela is the spokesperson for women's fitness, and she represents us, so she solicited all of our feedback and wanted to know, you know, what we all thought should be done to make the changes in fitness that ultimately got made. And I like the fact that they're counting the routine two-thirds, because I'm shorter, and regardless of how great my physique is, my dimensions are great, but in comparison to somebody like, say, for instance, Adela or, you know, Stacey Thompson, you know, their dimensions are on a little bit longer torso, and they just have a different look of proportion than I do when they're standing next to me. And aesthetically, you know, as a judge now, I mean, sitting down at that table, I can see the way that certain people's physiques hit your eye, and I could see where my physique would play against me. So I like that they're giving more to the routine, because that's always been my strong suit anyways. I mean, I'm almost always in the top three with my fitness routine performance round, and that's always kept me up there in the top spots. So I'm very happy with the changes, and I'm excited for next year, because I think that those things will prove to help me in my pro career as well.
Right. Well, great. We look forward to see what path you take next year.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And like, also, like I said, I have my next book coming out, and that's something that, you know, I'm looking forward to, because my first book, Fit for Combat, that was marketed more toward men. The second book is 100% marketed to women. It's going to be a combination of talking about, you know, for women who are novice fitness enthusiasts all the way to women who are entering into the competitive world, just tips and guidance in those areas of fitness, as well as, you know, talking about my own personal experiences. For instance, a lot of people don't know that I was actually heavy growing up, and I used to get made fun of. I mean, my own parents even made fun of me. And so for me to be, you know, a part of something as prestigious as the IFBB and to have gotten an overall title on the national level of the NPC, that's, to me, that's something that I want people to understand. Like, just because you have a history of a certain type of body doesn't mean you can't change your body, and doesn't mean you have to hold on to all those emotional issues that go with all the negative experiences, you know, that you may have had in the past. And so that's what I'm really shooting to do with this book, and also want to share, you know, with people who are thinking about competing. I kind of want to push them into it, because it's a rewarding experience. I mean, you guys know, you get into the NPC and the IFBB, and it's a wonderful experience. We are so well rewarded for our efforts. We get to perform on some of the most beautiful venue stages in the world. And how many people in a lifetime get to say that? We're very blessed that we have these opportunities.
Yes, absolutely. We definitely are very blessed to do that. Nita, I know that you said that you love this goal ring right now, where, you know, some of the girls is go back and forth, where, you know, girls wanted to keep it the same way, other girls wanted to keep it a different way, because they feel like fitness is an overall. I mean, we're in a physique federation where, yeah, fitness should be, have some emphasis in the routine a little bit more, but at the same time, you know, you want to see a fitness competitor. The biggest fear is, like, to see somebody that they're going to slack up on their training now. So I'm hoping that these girls will step on stage and they will still, you know, have a great routine, and they will still look apart with the, you know, with presenting a physique that it is in shape. It's not, you know, looking all powerlifter-like, or, you know, I am 20 weeks out of my diet, but I can, you know, perform a routine. So hopefully the girls, you know, will put an emphasis on, you know, bringing their best into that stage, even though they put in more emphasis in their routine round. So with that being said, you know, do you think that this is going to help fitness, or because the decline in the on the fitness shows, we've been seeing that happening. And in my own opinion, it's not about the scoring. It's pretty much about, because fitness is a hard sport. It is. It's one of the hardest division in the IFBB. And, you know, putting everything together, hey, if I have if I was in the past, I had bikini, I would have done bikini, you know. So it's just one of those things, because I used to do bikini in the past. So, but now, you know, I love fitness. I love performing. So do you think this is going to help bring more girls into the fitness, or what are your thoughts on that?
I do, absolutely, and here's why. One of the blogs that I did on Sioux Country, one of the threads I started was, if we're going to grow fitness, where can we go to grow? And the reality is, there are elite fitness athletes that are just unaware that they're elite fitness athletes. For instance, some of the dancers at the dance academies near our homes, or some of the gymnasts that are competitive gymnasts, and they're, you know, 14, 15 years old. My 13-year-old, she used to be a competitive gymnast, and I could name 20 girls right off the top of my head that would be great fitness athletes. By the time they were 16, 17 years old, they would have been good to go. They all took ballet when they were in gymnastics. They all had backgrounds in gymnastics and dance, and they would have made phenomenal fitness athletes. The thing is, those people are unaware of our sport. They're only aware of what they've been exposed to, and so the more availability they have to performing their own skill sets, the more they're going to want to take advantage. And Adriana Kadir, is that her name? How do you say it? Or Adara, how do you say her name? Ariel, sorry about that. I didn't mean to butcher her name. She is a beautiful girl and an extraordinary competitor, and she's got that youthful vengeance when she hits that stage, and that's what people love seeing her for. We have loads of those girls in gymnastics and dance studios all around us, and so as the leaders of this sport, I really feel that it's our opportunity to build our own teams and to also build our sanction, to contribute back to the sanction that's given so much to us, you know, our dance studios, and, you know, inform them on the availability of these competitions and see if they want to go and showcase their skill sets. The fact that they're going to be judged less on the physique, I think, is going to make it more likely that those girls will get involved, because if they don't have to concern themselves with the idea that, oh, I need to have caps on my shoulders that are symmetrical with my quadriceps, if they're not so overly concerned about that, but they do go in there lean and tight, I think that that's going to give them the idea that, hey, if I don't have to be a perfectly symmetrical physique, but I can go in there lean and athletic and still be able to perform the way I'm able to perform, I might have a shot at getting a pro card. You know, that's a hope, that's a seed of hope that we have the responsibility to plant now that we've got the opportunity to share with them, you know, hey, it's not all just about your physique now. It's you know, two-thirds on your routine, and that's the strong suit for those girls. So I think definitely
what about the girls that whenever you read the fitness guidelines and you look at it and it says that gymnastics and cheerleading is not a requirement. So what about those girls?
Well,
that they
I am
feel intimidated
girls.
By it, because you don't tumble, and you
right.
have a strong
no.
routine. Your routine
exactly.
is based in strength and flexibility. So, so are we just gonna like change the whole overall thing where we incorporate mandatories, and then it's gonna be now all about gymnastics and cheerleading?
No, I don't think so. I think like a lot of the dance girls, they don't do a lot of tumbling, but they have really great jumps and really graceful moves, and they're very entertaining. Oksana is a great example. She doesn't tumble really either. I have not seen her do a back tuck. She may do a back handspring here and there, but I believe in her routines, tumbling is rare. And she's one of the top in the sport right now. Oksana is one of my favorite athletes right now, because she does bring that entertainment element to the stage, and she does have a little bit more muscle than they're saying they want, but she's still scoring well And it's been her routine that's brought her up. So in that respect, no, I don't think that people are going to be concerned about it being all about gymnastics and cheer. I think us just pushing the fact that, hey, you have to have a fitness skill set of some sort. And, you know, me, I don't have a dance or gymnastics background. All those strength moves, I'm just like you, Adela. I had an idea in my head. When I would get an idea, I would just work it until I got it. And that's how I got all my strength moves and my flexibility moves. I didn't have a gymnastics background at all. I took a few lessons here and there, but nothing extensive. So, I mean, I'm a big advocate for girls who don't have that background to definitely get involved. If you have the ability to perform and showcase your talents in front of audiences, fitness and bikini, I think, are definitely the sports for you. If you're somebody who doesn't really have a performance skill set, but you have a beautiful physique or you have the ability to make your physique more symmetrical than the average woman, then go into figure. Or if you carry a little bit more muscle, but you don't want to be a bodybuilder, next year the IFBB offers women's physique competitions. I mean, if you come into the NPC and the IFBB, there is going to be something now for everyone. So across the board, these changes are not just a benefit to the athletes, but they're also a benefit to the incoming athletes because it gives them more variety and gives them more of a fair shot with what it is that they do bring to the table specifically. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And, you know, let's jump around here. So I was doing a little background check on you, girl, and so I've read that you're a trainer, a mom, author, and an actress. How do you find the balance in your life for all this? You are one busy woman.
It's definitely a juggling act. With my children, it's always been my goal as a mother, you know, to my motto is my life is based on what my children's needs are, not my children's needs are according to my life, which, you know, as long as you have that one grounding point, I think everything seems to fit in to play. And I've always used that example as what leads all my choices. So I always say, okay, well, how is this going to play into, you know, what's going to benefit the family as a whole? We're now an entertainment family. I'm doing stand-up comedy now, too. I don't know if you guys knew that. So I perform here in L.A. I perform at the Comedy Store, at the Hollywood Hotel Comedy Lounge. I'm being invited to more and more venues to perform and getting paid gigs now. So it's definitely a part of my future to get into more stand-up and entertainment as a whole here in Los Angeles. But then with the kids all doing it, it makes it actually kind of fun because, like I said, we're now an entertainment family. And I guess in a way, yes, it is very difficult and challenging at times. And I do feel spread thin sometimes. I'm like anybody else. I'm human. I have days where I feel overwhelmed and I want to cry. But, you know, like all people, you know, I'm capable of, you know, dusting myself off and, you know, picking up the next day and moving forward. But yeah, it's hard sometimes and it gets very overwhelming. But I think as long as the children are always the grounding point for me, that's been what's made everything functional. Because at the end of the day, if I've gotten that one thing right, I can live with everything that I didn't get right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. So Nita, you're getting ready to compete next year, so we're looking forward to seeing you. I mean, I'm assuming that you will do the New York show, right?
I'm hoping to. I'm really hoping to. I have a lot of friends in New York that have been asking me, when are you going to come back out here and perform? Because I haven't been out there since Team Universe. So, yeah, I would really like that very much. So I'm hoping so. I'm hoping so.
And where can anybody find you, any of your fans? Do you have a website that they can contact you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anybody can find me. Of course, you could always just Google me, Nita Marquez. But then the first site that will come up will be my website, my personal website, nitasworld.com. And then that's pretty much the easiest way to find me is just through nitasworld.com. And my books are going to be available through there. I know I have a couple of books there now, one of which is mine, and then another one that a friend of mine named Scott wrote. So, I definitely want people to be on the lookout for the next book because that one, you know, I really hope to share a lot of good news with people. I don't want it to just be about information. I want it to be something that, you know, gives people something to believe in themselves with. And that's what my whole goal with that book is really just to hopefully touch people's lives as well as inform them, because I want women to understand that, you know, we're in an age now where we have that opportunity to not just embrace ourselves, but, you know, showcase ourselves. Like I said, you know, the IFBB gives us the opportunity to do what we show our, what we have to offer, in a way of class and elegance, and strength. And to me, what better statement for women to make in this day and age? And so I really hope with this book to be able to encourage women that way.
Okay, well, that sounds really good. We will look forward to for your new book, and we would like to thank you for being in our show tonight. And we look forward to seeing you on stage pretty soon doing your fitness routine, girl. And thank you so much.
All right, thanks so much. Hey, Sonia, thank you so much for all the encouraging words, too. I didn't know you did background research on me. I appreciate it. And then, I mean, Adela knows me. That's my girl, so. but, yeah, no, thank you guys so much.
Muscle Girls, Inc. Shredded RX in East Meadow, Long Island is your one-stop shop for all of your bodybuilding needs. Shredded RX has all of the hard-to-find supplements. Shredded RX carries the entire line of Species Nutrition products and are an authorized dealer for Gasp clothing. Come in today to experience the upscale and laid-back atmosphere with a staff comprised of bodybuilders and athletes who know exactly what you need. Mention that you're a member of RXMuscle.com and receive a Shredded RX Black Card, which is good for 10% off all merchandise. And for the entire month of June, use the coupon code RXMuscle to get 10% off all purchases. Visit us today at ShreddedSports.com. That's ShreddedSports.com. Shredded RX. Shredded RX. Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking, and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com. Who are the Iron Sirens? The heroes. Susie Curry, Adela Garcia, Jenny Lynn, Crystal Richardson. Who are the Dark Divas? Gita Aliotti as Diva X. Jen Gates as Shade. Liza Kamstra as Black Lotus. Sonia Gonzalez as Raptress. And their story is sold only in Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens is a one-of-a-kind, limited-edition comic book series and is the brainchild of J.M. Mannion. Order your copy of Iron Sirens today before they're gone. Visit IronSirensComics.com. That's IronSirensComics.com to get your copy of Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. RXMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RXMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RXMuscle.com.
Welcome back from the break. You're listening to Muscle Girls Inc. with Adela Garcia and Sonia Gonzalez, Miss Bikini Olympia. She's like numero uno, whatever. And I'm five times. Hi, Sonia.
Hi, Adela. Miss five times.
Miss five times and Miss numero uno. So, girl,
hey,
are we ready for our
right.
next guest?
Yes, we are ready for our next guest, and let me introduce her, and we will get to know her a little better tonight. Our next guest earned her pro card in fitness this year by winning her class and her overall at the Team Universe. She is a registered nurse and a personal trainer. Please welcome Stacy Wright to Muscle Girls, Inc.
Yay. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for being our guest tonight on our show.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, doing pretty good. You guys are cracking me up already, so I'm ready for some fun.
Wow. Good, that's our job. We want to make everybody feel good and feel happy.
Well, you're doing a good job at it.
She's just like, I was reading on Stacey, and you used to call, they call you Mrs. Fitness, right?
Yep.
At a certain point, what is that all about, Mrs. Fitness? And then your husband is Mr. Fitness. That's your guys' nickname.
Yeah, when we first met, we were both lifeguards at like the community center where we live, and mm-hmm. we just both started training together and lifting together. So the director of the rec center started calling us Mr. and Mrs. Fitness, which mine stuck. His didn't quite stick as well, but everybody else was just like, "Oh, there's Miss Fitness coming down." So it just kind of stuck. So it's been that ever since.
That's pretty nice. I started laughing when I saw that. So girl, yeah. I mean, we've been trying to have you on the show since you got your pro card. Tell us, how is everything being since you finally, got that IFBB pro status?
I know. It's surreal to me still to this day, and it probably will be for a long time. I've been competing since basically 2005. 2007, I started in the NPC, so I've been working at it for a long time. Got my pro card and went in the overall. I had full intentions of going to the Women's World Championships, which was in Mexico this year, but they kind of decided that, due to safety reasons, that they didn't think it was good for us to go. So I didn't get that opportunity. So I've just been in the off season ever since, trying to grow and build and come up with a new routine so that I can try to compete with you big league ladies. So just enjoying some off season time. My husband's got a few shows coming up, so I'm excited just to sit back and be the cheerleader for a little while before I get back into my contest prep.
That's good. And what inspired you to compete?
Oh, I love it. Always loved the physiques, the muscular physiques. I love them, and I've been in cheerleading gymnastics since basically third grade, so it's just the perfect mixture. You've got the performance aspect, and then you also have the gorgeous muscular physique, so it's been in my blood. I'm lost without it.
it's one of those things that whenever you start, it's an addiction. It can stop.
It is.
It
just clicks. It's like, this is where I belong.
I know. I talk to Sonia about that all the time. It's like I told her, we get up in the morning and we got to do some sort of cardio. We have to do something. Like, our body has to get going. And when you're not competing, it's like you feel kind of lost. It's like, so, okay, I'm not getting ready for a show. So what's going on with my life tonight? It's like, I got it. Have that structure.
It feels like a missing piece to a puzzle, to your puzzle.
It is. It is.
That's exactly how I feel.
Go ahead, Stacey. Oh, I was just going to say, it's like in the off season, I have to remind myself, okay, don't get up and do the cardio. I'm working on trying to gain some muscle and stuff, so I don't want to burn it off. I tell myself that it's good to sleep more, let my body rest. This is a part of the process. I just have to remind myself every day, it's okay. The off season is a part of the prep. You have to do this to make the changes, so it is okay.
Right. We get so gung-ho and so set and, of course, on winning our show and being the best that we can be at every single show that we participate in. And it's like, it's after that, that mindset of just go, 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 it's really hard to come down from that, but we have to find that balance and, just try to be, everyday normal, but still incorporate our training. And I speak probably for Adela too. I think we would be lost without our training and, without having that be a part of our lives, because it is such a big part of our lives. But it's congratulations on, getting your pro card. And how did you feel about winning your pro card?
Oh, how do you describe that feeling, you know? obviously, you guys have been there, so you know it, but I'll tell you a quick little story. Basically, a month before Team Universe, we found out that my grandmother had cancer, and you know, they weren't going to do any treatments. It was too far gone and everything, and so they say, I know a lot of the different girls I've talked to are like, you know, I want my pro card, I want it now, and all that stuff, but I've got to tell you, like, God's got a plan in it all, and he works it out to where it's the perfect timing in your life, because it could not have happened at a sweeter time. Before I went to Team Universe, I had gotten second at Junior Nationals, and then, like I said, my grandmother got really sick and everything, and then I go to Team Universe, and before I left, I made sure, you know, she was getting really bad, and I talked to my family, and I was like, is it okay that I go to this show? Because I don't want to be the one thinking that the show is more important than my family and everything. And they were like, yeah, they said, go and win this for her. And so I did, you know, I won my class, and then I had, there was no way that I thought I could have won the overall, but somehow I did, you know? And so it's like, I come home and it was just so bittersweet that I won that for her. And then she ended up passing away 3 days after I won my pro card. So like I said, like there was, perfect time. I mean, just the way everything was timed out, I don't think the pro card would have been as sweet if it didn't happen the way it did. So I'm like, right. I tell everybody I talk to, I'm like, you know, be patient. It will come in your time. Like, it Absolutely. Will come in a time when you appreciate it the most. Mm-hmm. So,
and like you said, you know, God has a plan for everybody, and God will give it to you when he thinks you're ready.
Absolutely. When you can appreciate it and take it for what it's worth, I think. Because it's a huge accomplishment. Now I got to start all over at the bottom again.
That's okay. And
that is okay.
When do you plan on making your pro debut? Is it anytime soon? Is it next year?
It'll probably be early in 2011, where the schedule just came out. I'm going to see if I can't get my feet wet pretty soon. But like I said, I think the next one coming up is the Fort Lauderdale at the end of this month. And that was just, you know, too soon. I'm in the peak of my off season. There's really no way for that. So it should be early in 2011. I'm going to try to do as many shows as possible, you know, for my body and for my wallet, you know. So
absolutely.
I'm excited.
Now, you should be. Now, will you bring a new routine to the stage, or are you, what kind of improvements do you think you need to make? Are you working on all that stuff now? Because off season is a big part of, you know, what we do on stage. So
right, exactly. Well, physique-wise, I'm hoping just to bring in, you know, more muscular, tighter, you know, bring up some, I guess, lagging areas or whatever, try to come in more conditioned. But now where they're dropping part of the, you know, the physique scoring isn't as much for us, I'm like, well, man, I really need to put in more routine time. But yeah, I'm going to be bringing a new routine. I've done the one that won me my pro card. I did it for about a year and a half. It seemed to score well, so I kept it. And I'm so sick of it, I would be happy to never see it again. So I definitely want to bring something new to the table and something entertaining for the crowd.
You talk about, like, since they make all these changes now, how do you feel about the new scoring for the routines and the physiques?
Well, I'm glad they brought the mandatories back. I'll say that. For me, I was going to keep them in anyway, just because to me that's what fitness is, and it's just kind of the history of it. I would have just kept them in anyway. I'm not really sure how I feel about the splitting the, you know, the routine versus physique. I think it's going to hurt and help a lot of people. It's going to be interesting to see how it all pans out, I think. I know, Adela, you and I were talking the other day. I'm all for the old school pro fitness. I like the black cat suit 45-second routine. You know, to me, that screams pro fitness. And it's the only thing, you know, like I told you that one day, if you see a picture of a girl in a black cat suit, you know she's a fitness pro. That's just one thing that you know, that's just a good visual for, you know, the description of pro fitness. So I don't know. I'm a more traditional person, so I like to keep things, you know, more historically how they've been. But I guess, you know, we'll see how things pan out. There's a reason, you know, just like in everything else, there's a reason for everything. So hopefully it will be positive outcome. You know, we'll
exactly.
See how it goes.
Yeah, we just gotta pray for the best.
Yeah,
and talking about the same changes. I mean, I know you and I were talking the other day about the number of shows this year. Yeah. It seems like for you being a new pro and going out there, and when you get the schedule, you're thinking like, oh, I got choices of doing so many shows, and now it's like there's only one show in the U.S., and a few shows, one in Germany and then Canada. Right. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'll tell you, like, when all that first came out, those couple days, it's like between, you know, me and you, and I was talking to a lot of the new pros, and it seems like we were so disappointed because it's like we've worked so hard for this, and now we get our pro card, and it's like we've got, like, one show to eat, which, okay, I'm going to put this out here. I don't expect to qualify for the Olympia for some time. I'm willing to work for it, and that is fine with me. But just by chance, if, you know, we were trying to go for that, it's like we've got one shot other than the Arnold, you know, in the U.S. to be able to try to do that before, you know, the 2011 Olympia. So it's like, you know, that, I don't say it's disappointing, but, you know, we all were pretty upset, kind of like, what can we do to get these shows back and everything? And I did email Ed and Betty Parizo about, you know, the Europa, and they said basically how they had looked at it, I think, from what I took from the email, was, you know, they had the two Europa shows here. Well, they switched those rather than just getting rid of them to the one in Chicago and Germany. So they're like, we still are doing two fitness shows. They're just in different locations and stuff. So
right.
It's kind of like, well, I mean, that does make sense, but there's no way I can go to Germany. I'll tell you that. But I don't know.
You can go to Canada, right?
It depends.
Canada's just that close to the border.
Yeah. That's not quite as far and not as complicated, which, like I said, I'm going to try and do as many as possible, but you know, after talking to all the new girls, it was like, you know, let's just, I don't even want to dwell on the contest schedule or anything like that. I want to be excited I got my pro card. So I'll
exactly.
do whatever, you know, whatever's in front of me, I'll go for it.
Yeah, and I think it will be fun. And you know what, honestly, after I was looking at it too, if I had the chance to go to Germany and compete, I will do it. I will take the chance and go. I mean, like, looking at it, you just got to kind of like check on the prices of how much it's going to cost, but I will take the opportunity to go there because I heard that FIBO is a great, one of the, I mean, it is just an amazing expo, so for the girls, it's a great opportunity.
You think they give us a group discount if we all tried to go together?
I think so, too. Yes, girl. Yeah. And you guys all should go together. Call the airline. We'll make it happen.
I think you guys should definitely ask.
Yeah,
and I will come with you girls too. I just go and have fun and cheer you guys on because I would love to go to Germany.
You put me in your suitcase.
Yeah,
this bikini girl wants to go. So
hey,
Stacey,
come on, we'll take everybody.
So, being a nurse, wife, and a competitor, how do you find the balance in with doing all this? I mean, I know sometimes, you know, it can get crazy. Fitness,
yeah.
And, you know.
Definitely. Which actually, I have to be at work at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I work 36 hours a week at the hospital, so it's 3 12-hour shifts. For the next 3 days, basically my entire life is just eating and working and sleeping. I typically, you know, work in the 3 days. I'll train my 4 days off. Pretty much, like I said, just go to work and sleep the days that I work. Thankfully, my husband is in the sport as well, so he totally understands. He is the best husband ever. He fixes my food before I go to bed, you know, for the days that I work, so I don't have to worry about that. It's just a team effort. It's what, you know, by being Mr. and Mrs. Fitness, I guess, it's what's expected of us. We've always known that since we got married, so it's just our daily routine. We know that, you know, well, we've got to go to the gym at this time, and, you know, this is what we need to eat. I don't think we've ever actually had, like, a set-down dinner. It's just like, oh, if it's time to eat, you go eat, and then you go on, you know. So it's just wonderful that we're both in it, I guess you could say, because we just understand it, and it's a part of our daily routine. But, yeah, it does get hard, especially, you know, with the different family things that are going on, and you know, we like to be normal, too, so we go to the movies and everything. Of course, I just take a bigger purse so we can put our food down in it. And
yeah,
there you go.
You know, you improvise.
And so how long have you and your husband been married?
It was 6 years this summer.
Oh, congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So So there you go. I mean, that's how you find your balance, is you have somebody that's in the sport that understands, that, you know, breathes and does the same exact thing with you. You know, I mean, that's, you couldn't have anything more complimentary to your relationship than that.
Absolutely. I'll tell you this, too. This is really funny. For our wedding, neither one of us drank at all or anything, so I'll just throw that out there. But we toasted to protein shakes.
Oh,
we
my
had
God.
To drink.
So
I know.
Cute.
I've got pictures. But, you know, we had been to a couple other weddings of our friends that summer, and we were like, we are so sick of the little meatballs and weenies that you have at all the weddings that are catered. So we had, like I said, we toasted to our protein shakes, and then we were like, well, by the time we get to the reception, it is time for us to eat. So we had Subway sandwiches, Chick-fil-A chicken. I mean, we had the foods that we wanted, and it was great.
That's so cute.
If we would have found bodybuilding cake toppers, that's what a bit on the top of our cake, but we didn't find any.
Right? Oh, that would have been perfect. That would have topped off the night. So, Stacey, where can your fans find you? If somebody wanted to congratulate you or find you just to say hello, where can they find you?
Well, they can check out my website. It's stacywright.net. That's stacywright.net. And you can send me an email through there, or there's even a little form you can fill out. It's actually undergoing a lot of changes right now, so I'm excited once it's all up and running. It should be pretty good, but the most of it's done right now, so definitely stop by. I love mail. I love to hear from everybody, so definitely fill out my inbox.
Great. Okay. And is there anybody you would like to thank tonight?
Well, of course, thank you all. Adela and Sonia, for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You're very
my husband,
welcome.
Definitely, for all that he's done. I do have a couple of sponsors. Tammy Marie, she did my suit last year, and she is wonderful, both, you know, in her ability to make the suits, and her customer service is amazing. And we won our pro cards together. We took first and second in the tall class, so that was a lot of fun. And then Labrada Nutrition and Tim with DJ My Routine, he does all my music, and he's a man, so just like to thank them for all their help and support that they've given me over the years. So they've got a lot more to deal with me, because I'm not done yet.
Awesome. That's great, girl. Well, we would like to thank you so much for being in our show tonight, and I look forward to seeing you compete next year, and give me a call tomorrow. So
okay.
I was waiting for you to call me today, so...
All right. Well, thank you, ladies, very much.
Well, Sonia, we have two amazing guests tonight. We have Anita and Stacy, fitness competitor. Anita just was trying to do your bikini swagger, baby. Hey, hey.
Hey. Trying your hand at something new. And, you know, that's what's so great about our sport, is that we have all these different divisions that, you know, if you think you can... you know, do another thing, then you can enter it, you know, and we have another division coming in, you know, physique. So it's growing, and it's great that everybody can try a little bit of everything.
That's one of the best units that we have. It's for everybody, and then the new men's physique as well. It's like, you know, I think this is great. It's like our federation is getting bigger and bigger. And you know what? Why not? It's like when people start talking about it, I said, all the federation have everything. Why can't we just have everything too, you know? I mean,
exactly.
I honestly, if they had an eating contest, I would be there. Like, I would be the first one to join. Like, hello. Jeff, you will do it too. Jeff, you know that if they would put tostones in there and carne frita, we'd be on it. Well, guys, we're going to kind of running out of time tonight, but we want to thank you all for listening to Muscle Girls, Inc. We'll be back next week with another amazing guest. So keep listening. Email us. And, very quickly, our guest that we had, Ayana, remember our girls? It was Ayana Fuentes. She did her show, and she got third place, her first show.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Remember we had her as a guest? Yes, congratulations to her. So Ayana Fuentes got third on that show in Las Vegas over the weekend, so congratulations to her. So we'll see you guys next week. Peace out. I'm going to go and get some food, and we'll talk to you guys later. Hasta la vista, baby. Good night.
Hasta la vista.
You've been listening to Muscle Girls, Inc. Join us next week at this same time. This has been a presentation of RxMuscle.com.